This Saturday night, I'm hosting a fundraiser for the third year in a row at Navy Pier. It's called the Goombe Bash, where all the proceeds go to the H Foundation, which benefits Lurie's Cancer Center right here in Chicago. Joining us from the H Foundation is my friend, the president and founder. It is John Rott. How are you, brother?
I'm doing great. How are you, Pete?
I try to explain Goombe to people, and I don't think they get it until they're there. Am I right?
You are right. There's definitely just something special about Goombe. It's a spirit that takes over that room.
It really does. Now, explain to people where the name Goombe came from.
So the Goombe Bash is a Caribbean party, casual. And a few months before we started with our first party, myself and a couple friends had been in the Bahamas, and we found this rum drink called the Goombe Smash. And it inspired us to have a lot of fun. And when we started, decided that we were going to throw a party, we thought that would be a great inspiration for a lot of people.
So that's what people don't understand. Goombe is named after a drink.
Absolutely. It's a Bahamian drink.
Okay. And just to let people know, this is a huge fundraiser, and usually it's black tie. People show up in tuxedos or a suit. You want people to show up in a Hawaiian shirt and shorts.
We want them to come and have fun. So, like you said, we modeled it after that typical black tie.
Yes. I love that so much. John, explain what the H Foundation is. Where did the H come in for H Foundation?
The H came in from our real inspiration, who was a friend and associate of mine here at Horton's Lighting out in the western suburbs in LaGrange. Her name was Pam Hertz. So the H is really for Hertz, for Pam. And she was a 31-year-old friend to so many, and a mother to a 1-year-old who was diagnosed with cancer.
We all have a cancer story. It's just terrible because, there's this point in the evening where we ask people to write their cancer story, the person's name on their hand, and every single hand, 1,000 people at Navy Pier in the Grand Ballroom hold up their hands, which is just a shame. But that's why we're here.
It's exactly right, and that's what I found ever since, cancer changed my life when Pam was diagnosed and we took on this endeavor here at Horton's, is that everyone is touched by this disease.
And tell me about Horton's, because they play a big part in this too, Horton's Lighting.
Yeah, Pam was our business development manager here, and so it really started as a way for everyone here at the store. We're a small family business, and everyone was really affected and touched, and we were looking for a way for everyone to cope. So we decided we'd do the one thing that we knew how to do, and that was throw a party. So I started talking to some of my friends and local business owners here in town and found out that it was a disease that had affected everybody.
Right, yeah. We're talking to John Rott from the H Foundation. Of course, Goombe Bash is Saturday night at Navy Pier. It benefits Lurie's Cancer Center at Northwestern University. Now, explain to people, when they hear Lurie's here in Chicago, they, of course, think of the Children's Hospital that has so much money. But the Cancer Center is so much different. That's why you raise this money, because there's so many different types of cancer that don't get funding. Can you explain that?
So one of the things that we do that's really different is that we fund basic science cancer research. So it's research that's done very early in the research spectrum. It's a time when the researchers are trying to get their ideas to a certain level so they can compete for other grants. And this basic science affects all different types of cancer. I think that's probably a misnomer that a lot of people don't understand. They lump all cancers into one type.
Right, yeah.
So there's actually over 200 different types of cancer.
It's just...
So then our money is used by as seed money for the researchers, and they can then compete for other grants, both public and private.
It's just crazy because, John, you think that all this money just goes to general cancer, and it doesn't. Because you have these rare types of cancer. And we had a doctor on, I want to say, about 3 months ago, Dr. Milan, who was at Comedy for Cancer. And I loved his story so much. We brought him up in the studio, and he talked about how these rare types of cancer that they've never seen before just pop up. And that's where they need the money so they can start doing research to help these people.
And our money is used for all these different types of cancer. And then the researchers, there's like these novel ideas, and there's these types of cancers that just don't get the funding that they need.
Right. Yes. And I've said this before on the air. I have four cancer survivors in my family. My brother Mark, who had kidney cancer. My brother Dave, I don't mean to laugh, but it's just ridiculous. My brother Dave, who had leukemia. My sister, a breast cancer survivor. And my brother, a prostate survivor. So four cancer survivors. So one of the things that you do at Goombe Bash, besides, of course, we honor the people that have cancer, but the cancer survivors are there, and they make it one big party.
Yes, we really want it to be a very emotional night, mm-hmm. but we want it to be a celebration. We want people to laugh. We want people to cry. We want people to be inspired by how many people, everyday people, celebrities, kids are there, and that how everyone is affected by this disease.
And John, what's the website people can go to? Because they can still get in on the raffle, the money that we're giving away on Saturday night.
Yes, you can go to www.goombaybash, it's GOOMBAY bash.com.
Do you see people when you're walking down the streets of Chicago and they look at you and say, there's the Goombay guy?
I do. I get it every once in a while. It's really humbling because that's not what this is ever supposed to be about.
How many years has it been for Goombay?
So this will be our 19th annual Goombay Bash.
Isn't that crazy? So 19 years ago, where did you start this?
Our first bash was at the Signature Room banquet facility out in Woodridge.
Okay.
And we quickly outgrew that. And so, you know, what started as a party became a full-fledged foundation. And here we are 19 years later.
Isn't that
still going?
That's crazy. God bless you, brother. I'm looking forward to Saturday. Andrea Darlitz and I are going to be hosting the evening. And I explained to her, because she's had friends that have attended Goombe, and you're going to laugh. You're going to cry, you're going to laugh, you're going to cry, and at the end, you're going to just feel so much joy after this wonderful night. It's at Navy Pier, GoombeBash.com. John Rott. John, I'll see you on Saturday.
Looking forward to seeing you.
Thank you, brother. Take care.
You too, Pete.
It's 720 WGN.